We are having service tonight, by the way. You say, I can't believe you're going to have three services in one day. Believe it.
Yeah.
Amen. We are having service tonight. You wouldn't believe how many.
Amen.
And we got a special treat. Brother Daniel Waters will be here in our service tonight. Brother Daniel hadn't been in about 6 years. A lot of people have never heard him. Brother Daniel will sing The Steeple Off the Roof. The boy can flat out sing, and he's got a couple of new songs that you hadn't heard, and I can't wait till you do. So do not miss tonight. Take you some no-dos, drink some coffee, get you one of them monsters. Y'all ever drunk one of them things? One time Brother Charles was preaching in Rockmart, and we were going to go over and surprise him, me and Brother Freddie and Brother Greg. It was a pretty good load of us, and I had just flew in from somewhere that morning, and I was give out. So we got about 10 minutes from the church, and whoever was driving, I said, pull in that store. I'm going to get something to drink. So I went in there, and I got one of them monsters, one of them big, y'all know what I'm talking about, them energy drink, and I killed it. I mean, just chug-a-lugged it because we was almost to the church. And I sat down in that church, and they started singing, and my hair started crawling on my head, and my heart started beating out of my chest. I thought I was going to die. So drink you one of them before you come tonight. I won't. I'll never have another one as long as I live. Amen. But come in ready to go to meeting tonight. Are you in Mark? Say amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter number 16. Mark, I don't think I told you what chapter, did I? Mark chapter number 16. Y'all glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
How many of you know he's alive? Wave at me. Y'all look about half asleep and ready to go. Y'all need to get in on this thing. Amen. Mark chapter number 16. Won't you look with me at verse number 9. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 9. The Bible said, Now when Jesus was risen, early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And she went and told them that had been with him, talking about his disciples, as they mourned and wept. Look at John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20. Y'all have to bear with me. My nose is about to run off the front of my face. This pollen bothering any of y'all? John chapter number 20. Verse number 11. The Bible said, but Mary stood without at the sepulcher. That's the tomb of Jesus. What was she doing, church? Say it with me.
Weeping.
Weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. And there she saw the angels, one at the head. And they asked her in verse number, and they say unto her, what? And away my Lord and the lady, Jesus. She's supposing him to be the gardener. Saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. I think as soon as he said her name. I believe as soon as he said her name. I remember that day he called my name. Soon as he called my name, Brother Freddie, I knew who it was. I knew it. It's kind of like the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus when the Lord struck him down. He said, who is it, Lord? He knew who it was. Soon as he said Mary, she knew. She knew exactly who it was. The Bible said she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. She looked back at Luke chapter number 24. And we'll preach this morning if we don't choke absolutely to death. Luke chapter number 24. Look with me at verse number 13 when you're there. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village. This is immediately following the resurrection. Two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. and they talked together of all these things which had happened. Now, stay with me. We're going to finish reading that scripture in a minute. Here are these two walking down the road. We know who one of them is. It goes on to tell us that it's Cleophas, and I believe possibly his wife, because they invited him to their home to have a meal. So I don't know that it's his wife, but it very well could be, and it could be somebody else. Who knows? We only got one name. But these two are walking together, and the Bible said that they're talking among themselves about what happened. What happened? What had happened? What were they talking about? They were talking about the the crucifixion of our Savior. They were talking about the beating and the buffeting. They were talking about the crown of thorns. They were talking about the riven side. They were talking about the nails in his hands and his feet. They were talking about all these things. And the Bible said, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, watch this, Jesus, say the next word, himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And the Lord said, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Later on, Jesus reveals himself to them. And after he's gone, they said, did not our hearts burn within us while he spoke? Amen. Jesus reveals himself to them, but he asks them a question as they're going down the road. And here's the question. Why are you sad? Why are you sad? We find in the book of Mark, the disciples are mourning and they're weeping. We find in the book of John that the women are mourning and weeping. And Jesus, I believe I counted up correctly last night, I believe this Emmaus travelers, these two traveling down the road, I believe this is his fourth appearance since he has risen from the dead. And he joins up with these guys, and they're walking down the road, and he says, hey, what are y'all talking about? And Jesus disguised himself in some way where they did not know who he was, and they said, man, where you been? Are you a stranger in this town? Haven't you heard? And they begin to rehearse what had happened. And I bet Jesus was thinking, if you only knew. If you had a clue who it is you're talking to, hey, you wouldn't be crying right now, and you wouldn't be quite so sad. I got to looking in every account of the resurrection. I know that didn't sound good. Mute me next time I do that. In every account of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I find two things that are in common: mourning and weeping. Mourning and weeping. This morning, for a few minutes, I want to preach on this simple thought: sadness on a day of gladness. Sadness on a day of gladness. You would have to agree with me that we live in a time of sadness. Amen. If you listen to the media much, you'll be on antidepressants. I drive down the road, and what doesn't break my heart makes me bawling mad. Are you listening? I get to listen to these people on television who are running to be the president of the greatest country in the world, and I'm thinking we'd have children in our nursery with more brains than all them put together. Are you listening? They're a bunch of idiots. And I don't care if I'm live on the interweb. They're a bunch of idiots. They don't know how to fix this country. And we're in sad, sad condition in America. A nation that was once founded on the principles and the faith in God and the God of this Bible have been so far removed from what we were. It is amazing what a shape we're in. I believe the only reason the judgment hand of God hasn't fell on America is because of a remnant of God's people. There's still a few around. There's still a few that believe the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. Amen? But I look in America and I see a day of much sadness. You know one of the doctors they say that's the hardest to get in to see? The hardest doctors to get an appointment with are psychiatrists. They say that's the hardest appointment to get. Anytime you walk in a psychiatrist's office, their waiting room is full. You know why? We're living in a day of sadness. A day of sadness. I just heard some of the most haughty, but a little, just a week and a half or so ago, a little 12-year-old girl took a pistol and blew her brains out. Isn't that pitiful? It's a sad, sad day. You say, what's so sad about today? It's the godlessness of our society. I remember when I was a boy, Roger, you remember? Look at me. What? Me? There was a spot in the road that we'd go a mile out of our way to keep from even driving by while we was doing stuff we shouldn't. And that's the church house. You remember that? We had a fear of that place.
Yes, sir.
Lost on my way to hell, but I had a fear of that place. Today, we're living in a day when they're breaking into church houses. They're shooting drugs in the parking lot. Hey, it's a godlessness of our country. That's what makes it so sad. There was a day when the Ten Commandments were welcome on the courthouse wall. What better place to have the law hanging?
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody said, why do you think they pitched such a fit about that? Because that crooked lawyer's got to stand there lying through his teeth looking at them Ten Commandments.
Amen.
If it didn't bother them, they wouldn't gripe. It's convicting them's what it's doing. Amen. It's a sad day in America. Now I want you to notice, we're going to read on, I want you to notice what Jesus said to these Emmaus travelers. And I want to tell you this morning why we're living in such a day of sadness. Now I'm not a doom and gloom preacher, you know that. Man, I'm happy all the time. I'm the happiest man in the world. Amen. I sat on my back porch last night sucking pollen up my nose thinking, hallelujah. It's good to be saved. Amen. Amen. Even with a sinus headache, it's good to be saved. Now, I want you to look. Now, in verse 18, the Bible said, one of them whose name was Cleophas answering Jerusalem. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people. I want you to drop down to verse number 25. Here is the Lord's answer. They're telling everything about the death, the burial, and the resurrection. They're telling this stuff to the Lord. They don't know they're telling it to the Lord, but they're telling it to Jesus. And in verse number 25, he said unto them, watch this, O fools, and slow of heart. Now watch the next two words, to believe. O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? I'm going to tell you why I believe this world is in such a sad shape. I'm going to tell you why in the Middle East they're chopping people's heads off because they named the name of Christ. There are parts of this world you can move to tomorrow, and if you don't like America, I wish you would. Amen. World you can move to if you stand up and say, I'm a Christian. The worst things you ever have, and they got a guy by the hair of the head, and they don't just chop. I mean, they're sawing with that knife. Saw it, and the guy's screaming bloody murder. And there's probably 2,000 people watching that thing. And you know what they're doing? They're chanting, Allah, Allah, Allah. You know what that is? That's godlessness right there. You don't off in the name of somebody. There's such sadness. Is sadness in this world is because of so much. It's so simple. Don't miss it. Unbelief. Unbelief. I guarantee you as Christians, if we really believed what we say we believe, we'd live different than we do.
You're right, preacher.
If we really believed Jesus could come anytime, boy, it got quiet.
Amen.
We might come to church sometimes other than Easter. And I'm glad you're here today. Don't say I went to church and he got on me. The one time I came and he fussed. I'm not fussing. I'm tickled pink you're here. And if we don't get you back till next Easter, hallelujah, I hope you come next Easter. But I'm glad you're here today. Listen, we might do a little better than what we're doing if we really believed what we say we believe. Amen. Deep down in our heart, I know we do. I know we do. But somehow what we believe hasn't taken the right priority in our life. And we've allowed life, and we believe, and life gets bigger than Jesus himself.
Right. Amen.
Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you believe? You know why this world's shooting dope? You know why? You know why they're sitting in the psychiatrist's office? You know why they're blowing their brains out? You know why they're losing their mind? They don't have anything.
Right.
At the end of the day, at the end of my very worst, Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody help me right there. We'll have church up in here this morning. Hey, at the end of my worst day, when I'm burning up with a fever, I've got a migraine headache, at the end of that very worst day, I still have Jesus. At the funeral home, I've got him. At the hospital waiting room, I've got him. Are you listening? I was on a plane coming home week... before last, I think, I was coming home from Montana. I got on the plane in Bozeman, Montana. And they started backing out from the gate and the plane quit. I ain't lying. The motor on the right-hand side went boom. I said, that ain't good. And the man sitting next to me, I thought he's going to cry. I mean, he got tore all to pieces. He said, I can't believe that motor quit. I cannot believe that motor just quit. I need a drink. I said, hey, man, thank God we wasn't 30,000 feet.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
if a motor's going to quit on an airplane, that's where it needs to quit.
Right.
At the gate. Amen.
Right.
And he got the what if. And he said, what if? What if that thing had to quit and we'd have been midair? I said, they fly these things with one engine all the time. He said, you sure about that? I said, yeah, I've seen it 1,000 times. I said, they can fly this thing home with one engine, no problem. I said, besides that, Jesus is on here. He said, Jesus is on this airplane? I said, sure he is. He owns it.
Yeah. Amen.
It's his airplane.
Yes, sir, preacher.
He made it. And I'm his son.
Yes, sir.
And I'm on his airplane.
Amen.
And this airplane ain't going down till it's supposed to.
Right.
What's wrong with this world? The sadness and the confusion and the chaos is they don't have Jesus. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to make their peace themselves. That's why all the politicians have all the answers. Have you noticed how many answers they have that don't make a lick of sense? That one idiot said, everybody going to go to college for free. No, they ain't. You believe that, you're stupid. Ain't nobody going to college for free. We're paying for it. Amen. I'm against it. I didn't put my kid through college. Somebody else can do their own. Amen. Y'all okay? They're trying to make their own peace. Oh, I done stepped on somebody's little God, haven't I? This world is in such sad shape because it has nothing, Brother Jesse. At the end of the day, it has nothing. Do you know what that poor Muslim has? He has nothing. He has nothing. If you got to kill innocent people and yourself to go to what you call heaven when you die, something's wrong. What they don't know is they're going from one fire to a bigger one. That poor Mormon.
Yeah.
Don't nobody get mad at me. You in a Baptist church.
Yeah.
That poor Mormon peddling his bicycle trying. You ain't going to heaven on a Huffy.
Yeah. Amen.
That poor Jehovah's Witness peddling their wares from door to door. Hey, man, I'm telling you, it's a sad day. At the end of the day, those that are trying to work their way there, you know what they have? Nothing. Thank God I have Jesus. And He is alive. And I ain't got to kill nobody to get to Him. Are you a bicycle? He is just in that man sitting right there and that man sitting right there. I'm telling you, He is alive this morning. No doubt about it. That's why we often say, I don't know how people do it who don't know God. How they handle the funerals, how they handle the wayward teenager, how they handle the marital problem. But I'm glad in the midst of all those problems, I still got something. Thing that is bigger than is Jesus.
Yes, sir, preacher.
He's bigger than my marriage. Signing divorce papers for you, know. You've got Jesus. Wife's a cheater and the husband's a cheater. I don't care. Hope. What do you call that? Whatever you call it. Enlightened. Channel 65. Driving down the road the other day. Do you know what they advertise on the Southern Gospel radio station? Divorce attorney. Divorce attorney on the Christian radio. You say, well, why would they have a divorce attorney advertised on the Christian radio station? I thought that's a good place for it because God's people are flying apart at the seams, brother. Hey, it ought to be a time when husbands and wives are getting together and not flying apart. Hey, we need to get on this altar this morning because we have Jesus. I don't care what you're facing this morning. I don't know. And they wanted them out. And if they did it, you can do it. But your problem is you're trying to do it without Jesus. Whew, I got points, but I don't know if I'm ever going to get to them. When the marriage is bad, we have something. When the kid's out there with a needle stuck in his arm, we got something. We've got something. Amen. We've got something. And He's bigger than the drug. He's bigger than that wayward child. He's bigger than your finances. Isn't it funny how here we are, claim to be saved on our way to heaven when we die and we're spazzing over a light bill? Anybody ever done that besides me? Just freak out. What are we going to do? Listen to us. You know what our problem is? Unbelief.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Unbelief. Let me give you four things right quick. Why this world is in such sadness on a day of gladness. On this day, if they believed what He said, they would have woke up shouting that morning.
Yes, sir, preacher.
If they believed, Brother Charles, what He said, they'd have woke up that morning, and before they ever went to the tomb, before the stone was ever rolled away, they would have rolled out of bed saying, glory to God in the highest. He lives. He lives. If they were going to take Him at His word and live by faith, they did not need to see the empty tomb. Why? Because He told them. That's what He said to these Emmaus travelers. He said, you fools, and slow of heart to what? Believe. 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 Unbelief in a risen Savior can never bring joy, and it can never bring happiness. I'm out with a while back that said, God's not dead. Hallelujah. God's not dead. Unbelief in a risen Savior will not only wreck and ruin your life, but it'll damn your life to a place called hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, say it with me, believeth. Boy, that's a big word. That's a big word, believe. Unbelief in a risen Savior. Jesus said in Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 18, He said, I am He that liveth and was dead. He didn't stop there. He said, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Is this microphone messing up? He said, behold, I'm alive. I was dead.
Yeah.
I was dead. I did die.
Yeah.
I gave my life freely. I gave up the ghost. But here I am, and here I'll stay. I'm not just alive. I'm going to live. Ever liveth to make intercession for us.
Amen.
Thank God. Unbelief in a risen Savior. This world has many gods. Oh, I'm talking about little G-O-D-S. Many, many gods. I was driving down the road the other day, and I was in Montana, is where I was at, and I stopped at the red light there in town. I just left church. I was going back to the hotel, and a car pulled up beside me. It's a grown man. Grown man in a four-wheel drive truck. I'm talking about a ranch truck. I'm talking about a cowboy. I'm talking about a real cowboy. Had a statue on his dash. Well, not quite. What was it up? Statue of Jesus. Had it stuck right there on his dash. I thought, boy, I hope your Jesus is bigger than that.
Yeah.
I hope my Jesus way, but I ain't got a dash big enough to put Jesus on. Amen. I'm glad I'm not worshiping some little plastic idol. Hey, I'm worshiping a living God. There's sadness because unbelief in a risen Savior. Number two, there's sadness because of unbelief in a regenerating Savior. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1, the Bible said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. When I got saved, I got regenerated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where there was no life, I got life put back inside. Amen. And there's something inside of me that's just like that something inside of Jesus. It will never, ever die. Amen. Jesus said in Luke chapter number 19, he said, the Son of Man is come, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Amen.
Somebody ought to get saved this morning. Somebody ought to get saved. Now listen to me carefully. I'm going to hurry. I heard this stuff all my life till I was 19 years old. I didn't get saved till I was 19 years old. Did I believe in Jesus? Of course I did. Of course I did. I'd argue with you all day long. I believed the King James Bible was the Word of God. On my way to hell. I'm talking about a sinner on my way to hell. I believed Amazing Grace was the greatest song ever written. On my way to hell. Lost without Christ. You see, I had the knowledge up here. I could quote you the Romans Road of Salvation. Lost on my way to hell. You see, it was all up here. It was all up here. I had a head belief, but I didn't have heart belief.
Amen, preacher.
But on New Year's Eve, 31 years ago, what was in my head took a drive down south and landed in my heart. And thanks be unto God, ever since that day, I know that 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 I'm saved. Could you convince me you are? Are you trying to convince yourself you are?
Amen.
If you're trying to convince yourself you are, you probably ain't.
Right.
Now, I don't believe in retreading or recapping or getting saved over and over again, but I sure believe in getting saved.
Yeah.
And if I had a doubt about it, I'd get that doubt settled this morning. Yeah. You know what doubt is? Doubt is simply unbelief.
Yeah, that's right.
You're miserable because of unbelief.
Yes, sir.
Our joy. Doubt and unbelief is a joy sucker. It'll suck the joy out of you. Amen. You ever been stressed? Y'all know what I'm talking about, stressed? People used to say, I'm so stressed out. I thought, drink some coffee, you'll be all right. I didn't know what stress was, Brother Fred. I didn't have a clue. I had no earthly idea what they were talking about. Let me tell you something, friend. Go to Walmart in Douglasville. You don't know what stress is? Just go on over there. I had the bright idea yesterday. I thought, I was watching the kids picking up eggs at Zoe's birthday party. I thought, I bet my wife ain't had an Easter basket since she was a little girl. So I made up a big tale. I had to go to Home Depot. I did go. I didn't lie. That's my home away from home. But I went in that Walmart and got her Easter basket. Oh, ain't that sweet? Did you hear all that? Oh, you see? You remember that? We get home, amen. I got her Easter basket. I went to the 15 item or less line. There were 30 people in that line. And then nobody had 15 items. They had two buggies. And I stood there for about 10 minutes. I looked at that Easter basket and I'm judging on how much do I love this woman. So I get the bright idea, I'm going to the garden center. I got back there and there's three people in line. I said, hallelujah. She's going to get an Easter basket after all. Well, the first person in line, zip, boom, bam, out the door. Second person in line was a mentally challenged woman and another woman and about four youngins and a stack of, I don't know, WIC stuff, government, and a check. I stood behind that woman for 25 minutes. And the little kid kept talking to me. I love him. I wanted to squash that one really bad. Stress. Was no joy in Walmart. We got some people here this morning just about wigged out. You're about that close. You've had it up to here. You're bobbing for air. It's because of doubt and unbelief. Unbelief in a risen Savior. Unbelief in a rebuilding or a regenerating Savior. Thirdly, unbelief in a rebuilding Savior. Jesus said in John chapter 2 and verse number 19, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. You know what he's telling them? They're looking at that physical temple, that physical church. Jesus is saying, destroy this temple. He's trying to tell them, hey, I'm glad we serve a rebuilding Savior. I wonder how many of you, by raising your hand, you'd testify to me this morning and say, God took my life when I was nothing and God is building something. Hey, thanks be unto God. Clap your hand or just praise Him a little bit for what He's done in your life. And it was all because you took a little bit of belief and you put it in Him.
Amen.
Jesus said if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'd say that mountain be thou removed.
Amen.
Just a little bit.
Amen.
You know how much faith it took for you to be saved? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
If Jesus rebuilt His life, I'm here to tell you, friend, He can rebuild yours.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Me and that woman have been married 31 years or two. You don't know either. Hallelujah, I'm safe right there. Amen. 31 years we've been married. Boy, you don't think we've had some bad days? She's been going to leave me a time or two, but every time she tried, I went with her. I ain't kidding. She's packing her bag. One day, I grabbed me a suitcase. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going with you. All I could hear was J.M. Brooks and that finger pointing in my face saying, until death, until death. I said, until death. That's the way he done my wedding, I guarantee you, friend. I took that thing to heart. Hey, we've been through some stuff, but just a little faith. Just a little faith in our God. Oh, He's rebuilt our lives. He's rebuilt our marriage. I don't know why I'm getting on marriage this morning, but I'm pulling out a bunch of them in this room. Came this close to gone. But here they sit. They've weathered some storms that you couldn't even imagine.
Amen.
But because of their belief and their faith in God, they sit here victorious this morning.
Amen.
This world is in such a sad shape because of unbelief in a risen Savior. Unbelief in a regenerating Savior. A Jesus who still saves.
Yes.
Unbelief in a rebuilding Savior. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This world's in sad shape because of unbelief in a rapturing or a returning Savior. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 16, I believe it is, the Bible said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of the archangel and the trump of God. The dead in Christ are going to be raised first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. Hallelujah! One of these days, he's coming again.
Yes, sir.
What's he coming after? Me? He's coming after me. He's coming to get me. And if you're saved, he's coming to get you. And if you're not saved, you're not going. And you need to get that thing settled in your heart, in your mind. Don't leave here lost. You might trip on an Easter egg, bust your head and die. I guarantee you somebody down there in that mercy room right now. Guarantee you somebody down there wondering if they're going to live through the day or not. Man, I wouldn't chance it. I'd get that thing settled in my heart today. Do you believe? Do you believe? What's it going to take for you to believe? Those atheists, you know what an atheist is? Idiots. No, I'm kidding. You know the last words out of their mouth before they hit the truck head on? Oh, God.
Yeah. That's it.
You'll never hear them holler, oh, Buddha.
Right.
Oh, Muhammad. No, it's always, oh, God.
That's right.
It's not that they don't believe there is a God. They just reject the truth that there is a God. They know better. If they got a brain in their head, they know better. Brother Todd, y'all come. Where's Ashley? Can y'all do that in Christ alone? I like that. There's no way. Let me invite you to do something. Next time you're doubting there's a God, get in your car and drive as far west as you can. When you get to the Grand Teton Mountains, just get out and take a gander up at them. That doesn't come from an explosion. When something blows up, it's destruction, not beauty. When them twin towers fell in New York City, there wasn't nothing pretty about that. It was a pile of mess. Mangled up mess. Just look at his creation. We don't worship creation. We worship the Creator. There is a God, and he's real, and he's alive. Let's stand to our feet this morning. If we could, let's just bow our heads and close our eyes together just for a minute this morning. Nobody looking around. We're almost done. They're going to sing. We're going to go wherever. We're almost through. But listen, with heads bowed and eyes closed. Boys, y'all be still up there in the balcony, please. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody looking around. I wonder how many of you, honest now, you could just slip your hand up and say, Brother Eddie, I know I'm saved. There's no doubt in my mind. If I fall over dead today, you tell my family I'm in heaven. Could you just hold it up? Just keep them up, man. What a blessing. What a blessing. Thank God we can know. Thank God. Thank y'all. I wonder if there's one here today you couldn't raise your hand. Yes, sir, preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I need to get that settled in my heart. I'd appreciate it if you'd pray for me. Listen, I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I'm just going to pray for you. You said, preacher, I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray. You can just slip your hand up and put it right back down. Anybody? Just want to pray for you. Oh, you need to get that settled in your heart today. Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Just remember me when you pray. Anybody else? You just slip your hand up, put it right back down. God bless you, ma'am. Anybody else? Pray for me. God bless you, sis. Anybody else? Just slip your hand up. We're just going to pray. God bless you, sir. Anybody else? Fathers, we come to you this morning. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for a good and a glorious day. Lord, thank you that we know you're alive. Of course, God, you living in our heart, Father. Lord, thank you for this service this morning. Lord, what great singing. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for dealing with hearts. God, you saw every hand that was raised. Lord,